Can we go out to the backyard? Can we go out to the backyard?
Hey, Justin. Isn't the air up in the breeze?
I mean, it smells like
it. Just a fun testimony. And there's like several, you know, different parts to it. But like when Danny was saying, okay, take this word and what are you hearing? Or what are you seeing?
Yeah.
Or something. And I was talking to my sister and she, her and her 16-year-old daughter, so they've been like practicing and investigating treasure hunts. So does anybody not know what that is? If I say treasure hunt? You guys all know? Yes?
Okay.
So she had, so her 16-year-old daughter, and the daughter had come to her mom saying, I feel like God is asking me to give a gift to somebody. And so she wanted to bake something. She's a baker. So she made cupcakes, and she did them beautiful and just, you know, super yummy and very pretty. And then she just sat down, like real briefly, like, okay, God, what, who are you highlighting? And so she got like a couple of things in her mind. One of them was red hair, and I don't know the other things. And they were like, okay, well, where do you want to go? And so they got up and they went to their local Walmart, I guess. And they were hanging out in the foyer, and this young lady, she's thinking, you know, people that, you know, spray paint their hair or bright pink, or that's what she's looking for. And my sister, guy starts to walk through the foyer, and he has like natural red hair. A redhead. And she's like, well, that's red hair. And, you know, totally shocked the girl, because she was thinking of something else. And anyway, they approached him and they just had the best encounter, and just said, I felt like God just wanted to give you a gift and I brought you these cupcakes. And they, you know, engaged in a conversation and just really blessed them. And, you know, without, you know, sort of going to prophesy over you. Yeah, but they were, you know, just speaking life into them. And anyway, it was such a great encounter. And it just excited me again to do things like when you're saying, okay, God, you know, just give me one thing, like, and then who would that be for? And then look for that. It was fun.
I love that. I'm convinced that God wants to do more of that with us. It's really us being available. Is that the word? Obedient. You know, saying yes.
Yes.
Saying, I'm just going to say yes, God. What do you want to do? And but you know, there is a practicing of, you know, what am I hearing? What am I seeing? And that's goofy. A bowling alley. What am I going to do with a bowling alley picture with somebody? But I trust what Holy Spirit, you know, I trust the things He's showing me more and more.
And when I was in college, I lived in the dorm and it was Christian college. But it was like just a practice that we all love to do. It's like you just be praying and thinking, and then it's like, oh, what will I give, you know, that person? And you just walk into your room from the, you know, from classes. And in fact, one day it was a bird in a bird cage with food and a note about the Holy Spirit descending on my life. And it was mine to keep, to remind me of that. And we all did that as just like gifts to one another of Holy Spirit reminders.
I think that is special. I just, yeah, just practicing.
Yes, boys are different.
a couple weeks ago, feels like forever ago, that we were talking about, remember, I think I said it something like every thought, every action we have, every response is coming into agreement with something, right? It's either His kingdom, what's Holy Spirit want to do right now,
yeah,
or other. And so what we would love to do is be the one who's always agreeing with Holy Spirit. Be the one who's always coming in agreement. What does He want to do right now? I just, wow, what an exciting thought. What would my life look like if every every action I took today. And I'm not getting churchy. I mean, going to work. I mean, what does my job look like today? Every interaction with people, it doesn't deny you doing your job, right? It's like, what does it look like to be just aligned with kingdom in your job? Whether you're a mechanic or you're an engineer or you're a gardener, it just doesn't, man, what does that look like? And Paul says in Romans that we would not be conformed to this world, not be about agreeing with this world, but he says be transformed, right? So he's talking about agreeing with this kingdom. He called that the renewed mind. He said, oh, that we would have a renewed mind that knew how to come into agreement with kingdom, right? He said, anybody remember this one? Bob might. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed
by the renewing of your mind.
By the renewing of your mind. And it goes on, that you may prove what is the like good and acceptable will of God or something like that, right? So anyway, we're learning to be renewed mind people. We're learning to be, you could even say we're sort of like we're like change agents, right? Right? And the truth is, just like we did there with and said, okay, we're gonna practice, right? You know, Holy Spirit is like, remember when we talked about the dove? Like just like and about walking with the dove on your shoulder. Holy Spirit's looking for a place to rest. Holy Spirit's like looking for a place that's for a man or a woman who's positioned, ready to come into agreement with them, right? So it's like, so the kingdom of God's in the Holy Spirit, right? Scripture tells us that. And we know that the kingdom, Scripture tells us he's here to bring heaven on earth. He's here to release heaven, kingdom of heaven, here on earth. I would just encourage you, challenge you. Earth starts right here. Right? Here we go. Here's earth. Right? Here we go. We have soil right here. And so this earth of our life, so he's, it's like, I'm looking for to bring kingdom here, because when he brings it here, then I'm ready to bring it there, right? I'm ready for the Walmart encounter with my cupcakes, okay? but it needs to, it's like the kingdom had to come here, right? To connect and align and be released. And then, so that's a fun one, all right?
You're the salt and the light.
Yeah!
Preserve.
So good.
So how do we, okay, here we go. How do we do this? Right? I'm gonna be a renewed mind person. I wanna get myself ready. I wanna be a cupcake deliverer. Okay. How do I do it? Here we go. Psalms 37. I'm gonna read half a dozen verses to you. Psalms 37. I'm gonna start in verse 3. You ever read a set of scriptures that's like, oh my gosh, there's like 1,000 things in this.
Yeah.
I can hang out with this forever. Yeah. Right? This is one of those. This is one of those. Right? Psalms 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Don't fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers should be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Right? There's this, I'll ask you what you think it means here at the end a bit, what you think it means to inherit the earth. But I bet you have some thoughts on that. So there's a promise here. If that our gift here is inheriting the earth if we learn to
wait.
Yeah, there we go, wait. Now, so then we go, how do I wait? I would suggest to you that the verses we just read were the recipe for waiting. Okay?
Yes.
How do we wait on the Lord? And by the way, and I'm gonna come back some other time, and we're gonna talk really a whole bunch about waiting on the Lord, but because it's intentional, right? It doesn't just happen by accident. You have to like step in. You have to like get started. You have to like say yes, right? And all right, so let's, starting at verse 3, there's just a couple of things we're going to pull out of this that I think are, again, the ingredients of waiting on him, right? And the first one, D said it, right? Very beginning of verse 3, trust. Trust in him. It's like, it's almost like, okay, it's your saying yes. You haven't calculated the cost. You haven't said, yeah, but, you know, you haven't sat here and pulled out the scales and went, yeah, but if this happens and that happens, you're agreeing right now, yes. You're saying, I'm not measuring risk here. I'm going to step into it. There's a sense of boldness. There's a sense of courage. There's something that says, I don't know what's in front here, but I'm going to take a step, right? So I've been agreeing over here. Paul says renewed mind is agreeing with kingdom. I'm going to take a step into what does kingdom want to do, right? So there's the first thing of this thought of waiting is intentionally stepping into kingdom. It's like David would all day long in the Psalms, he's telling himself, I'm just going to hang out with you. I'm just going to trust you. And you ever get to the psalm where he says, soul, sing. Soul, praise. Soul, give thanks.
Right?
It's like, I don't feel like it. I'm not hearing nothing. But it's that first step. It's like, okay, boom. Right? That same verse says, trust in the Lord, do good. Then it's next one, it says, dwell in the land. I would just like to, if you go look at that word dwell, whatever version of Bible you've got, it's going to talk about abiding. It'll talk about settling down. One of the translations says tabernacle. You know, like it's almost like, hey, stop and set your tent up. It's like, you ever get around people that are just like constantly, but, and they're out looking, they're looking everywhere for an answer, and it's like, I know who I am. I know there's a call on my life. I know there's a destiny I have. There's something he says that's like, look, an angel could probably pull 1,000 verses out of the Old Testament that talks about them just setting camp and what's that?
Remaining.
Just be here. Quit, you know, stay here. Don't run somewhere else. Your answer's here, right? Your connections are here. It's almost like it's like we made a decision. We're going to step into kingdom, risk it. We're going to trust. Here's where we're going to hang out. And the first thing we do is wander back.
Right.
So it's like, no, we're gonna set up camp here, right? We're gonna make a choice to set camp here, okay? Dwell in the land, and probably one of my favorite parts as this verse 3 closes out, he tells us to feed on his faithfulness. Come on, something just dropped in your spirit, huh? Justin sang it in worship, right? And I can't remember when he just went into the song of the Lord and says, I'm just going to thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how he said it. He says, I'm just going to thank you, God. Here's a thought on feeding on his faithfulness. How faithful is God?
Completely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
how faithful is God? He's always, completely, totally, right? But it says, by the way, it doesn't say feed on your faithfulness.
Right,
right. Right? It says feed on his faithfulness. Scripture says he never changes, right? He's constant. He's true, right? He's always holy. He's always just, right? So this thought of, when it says to feed on that, right? It's fun. If you go study the word, it's like it literally talks about grazing. It talks about like being a consumer of these things, right? So can you see yourself? It's like, okay, what is God faithful about? What is he up to? So how do I practice getting that in me, right? Can you see yourself maybe just being intentional about, man, God, I'm just going to hang out with some things. You hear testimonies. God, this is what you've done. This is what you did for Lori's cancer. This is what you did for, you know, that person's shoulder. This is what you did for the breakthrough that person needed in a job. This is what you did for, and we just remind ourselves, wow, God, right, this is right. What you've done. And maybe it's your history. Maybe it's somebody else's history. But it's like, I'm just going to enjoy remembering what you've done. How about this? What does it look like to feed on who he says I am? Right? We've done this a lot, hanging out together here, right? So what does he say about me? You dirty, rotten. No, right? He says, man, I'm his friend. He says I'm his son.
Righteous.
He calls me righteous. He calls me saint. He calls me king. He calls me priest. Right? And it's like, I'm just gonna hang out with them. I gotta remember, this is who you say I am. But how about this? How about, what's he promised? This is what you said about sickness, God. This is what you said about blind eyes. This is what you said about the poor needing. This is what you said about the widow help. And it's like, God, I'm just gonna. So this thing about feeding on his faithfulness, I think when Paul talks about renewing the mind, it's a big part of, look, we said it recently, Philippians 4:8.
Whatever is true, honorable.
Yes.
Let your mind dwell on.
Let your mind dwell on these things.
There's
it's like
yeah. I can never remember the whole
thing. It's a list of them, right? And it's
yeah.
like, what's that?
What is true? What is holy? What is gentleness? Gratefulness.
Oh, it's like
pure.
Hang
is
on.
Anything worthy
yeah,
of praise?
Pure.
Anything worthy of?
Meditate on these things. Just think on these things. It's like, I'm just gonna commit. This is all that needs to be up here, God. I'm just gonna choose to like let that be in my thinker, right? Feeding on, you know, one of these. It was interesting. I love to go look at words. I'm not a scholar at it. I just love to go look at the interlinear. It's like, what is this one? One of these things that talked when it talked about grazing and feeding, it said to us. Allow yourself to associate with it. Be a friend of. Isn't that interesting? Beating on it's like, I'm just going to connect with this.
It
right?
makes me think of, you know, like how you might say to your kids, like, I don't want you hanging out with that person because they'll rub off on you.
Oh!
like hang out with. How did you just say?
Well, yeah.
Like,
so, like, what are you? Yeah. So, what am I feeding myself with? What am I allowing myself to connect with? Right. This is what I want to connect with this, and so feeding on his faithfulness. It's not just like the you know the cow in the field just eating, but it's like, yeah. Well, maybe it is. It's like this is the pasture. I'm going to eat from this pasture.
And they constantly eat.
Constantly.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, feed on his faithfulness. Lamentations 3 says, "His great is his faithfulness." Great. Lamentations 3, yes. I think is that the one that's got it all through I should have written it down. Great is his faithfulness, right? It's like, it says his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. It's like, there you go. That's a, oh, there you go. If you remember nothing this week, just, it's like, oh yeah, let's just practice feeding on his faithfulness, right? So here we go. Trust, we're trusting. Yep, I'm going to say yes to over here. I'm going to hang out there. I'm going to pitch my tent, dwell here. I'm just going to like graze here. I'm just going to like remind myself, this is who he is. This is what he's done. This is who I am, right? Then he tells me the next one. He said, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And we're gonna sister that one up with next verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. It's like, because I was reading a guy's who was studying some of these words, and when I was looking at that word on commit, and it drew back. It said you can't separate it from this one on delight. That I haven't got the smarts to understand why he said that. But this thing about delighting in him, it's like there's this thing that just said I just want to enjoy him. I just want to be where you are. I just want to hear from you. I just want to go on a date with you. It almost is, by the way, a romantic-ish kind of word. It is almost, it's a very relational word. I just want to be with you. You please me so much. I get so happy when I'm with you. One of the scholars, as he's looking at the word, this one and the word next to it, which is commit your way to him. Well, let me do that one. Because the word commit here, right, and verse 5 says, commit your way to him, trust in him, he'll bring it to pass. It's a weird word. It literally means to roll or to roll away, right? It has to, you know, it's speaking of like the way you would, like rolling a stone, like a big heavy thing, like you're going to move something. And so one of the ways you would move heavy things was to go, ka-chunk, right? And you would literally move it off. So this, and it's like, well, why did that get translated commit? It's like, what does it look like? I'm going to take this heavy thing, this thing, maybe it's your trouble, maybe it's your heavy burden. It's like, I'm actually going to move it, and I'm going to entrust it to somebody else to go take care of it. I'm moving this thing. That's where the relationship comes in. I'm just going to take this heavy thing and everything's yours now. Okay? One of the pictures I got in my mind as I was studying this word was like, think of like a river, right? And you can dangle your feet in the river. It's a fast moving river. You have your inner tube with you. What's going to happen when you move, roll into the river with that tube? It's going to take you, right? It's like, so it's like, I'm stepping out of this thing, and I'm going to go with you, right? So the picture that this one theologian had on these two words about delighting in him and this committing to him, rolling away, stepping out of, was a dog wagging its tail, right? So here's my dog. When I come home at the lunch hour, outside, as I'm coming to the house, what do I hear, Katie?
While you're coming, you
and then I open the door. What do I see? She's like, crying stops. And I've got a dog that's like,
and get back.
Right? Come on, dog people.
Right. Yep.
Can you make sense of this? A dog that's wagging. It's like, here's my dog with arthritis. Here's my dog with kidney troubles.
Yeah.
Here's my dog who's got all sorts of health problems. Having trouble seeing, having trouble hearing.
Your scent. She knows you by your scent.
It's like, you know what? I'm gonna step. It's like I'm stepping out of this weight. I'm stepping out of this messy life. I'm stepping out of this. Oh, he's here. Delight yourself in the Lord.
I love that. Wayne says the word delight means to be soft or tender.
To be, right? It's like it's almost in a romantic connection way. It's like, oh, you're here. I love that. Right?
Wow.
Verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. You know, when you look up that word resting, you know, one of the things it essentially says, shut up. You're here to say something. Don't ruin the moment of talking. Come on, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
Stop talking. That's this. He said, it's like, how about just be still. Just stop. And it's like, and just come and be with me. Just come and we're gonna be together, right? So here we go. We put them all together. What are we practicing? He says, those who wait on the Lord. So we're saying yes. Yeah, I want to know, what does kingdom want to do now? I'm just gonna hang out in your presence, God. I'm gonna stop wandering around looking for answers someplace else. God, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do? I'm just gonna enjoy remembering who you are. I'm just gonna feed on you, God. Here's what you've promised. Here's what you said about my family. Here's what you said about my kids. Here's what you said about my life as king and priest. Here's, right, there's a whole series of things he said, and you know, my kids are going to go do these things. Scripture's got a pretty phenomenal list of what those things are that my kids are going to go do in my name. Right, they're going to pray for the sick. They're going to be healed. They're going to pray for the blind man, his eyes will be open. They're going to cast out demons in my name. There's just an incredible list of promises, right? So here we go. Those who wait in the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Right? They shall inherit the earth. I think I sort of gave you the answer, right? About what does it mean to inherit the earth, right? And you know, we could probably talk a whole lot of time about what that means, but how about this? Scripture tells us, enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. Got it? Mm-hmm. He came that we would have life, life abundantly, right? You're his answer to stopping the stealing, the killing, and the destroying. Okay? So we think scripture tells us, like, that his kingdom is ever expanding, glory to glory, right? So while the news channels are going to tell you that bad continues to advance and it's on the rise, that is not scripture. Scripture says that it's not the enemy that's advancing, you're advancing.
Right.
Okay? So we're advancing against the enemy. He does not win. We know the end of the story, right? Genesis, right? Who steps on his head? Mm-hmm. We do. We crush the enemy's head, right? So we're advancing against the enemy. We're not defending against the enemy, right? We're the ones that are victorious. We're the ones that have hit the kingdom's weapons to respond to all of this stuff. So I think part of it is just learning. Part of this renewed mind is getting out of the victim mentality. You know, I grew up with this. It's like, well, there's not much I can do. Must be God's will, right? And that's not true. God told us what his will was. His will was that heaven would invade earth.
Right.
His will, his will is never, well, sickness. Sometimes I use sickness to teach people a lesson. That's not scriptural.
No.
Right? So he does not sit, God's not a tormentor. God's not out to bring you pain to teach you anything. He's a good father.
Right.
And we can build up that case a thousand different ways. But he's always good, right? And so we're learning, wow, that other mindset was over here in this kingdom. So we're trying to get used to this idea that God actually wants to live in us.
He wants to, right?
He not just he wants to fill us with his fullness, right? For the purpose that we would overflow and be cupcake people at Walmart, right? So that we are spilling out salt and light, right? We're engaging the world. We're literally advancing, increasing, right? Expanding, growing, building, changing, change agents. We're delivering, we're healing, right? And that is not a defeated one. That is an advancing one. That's not a victim one. That's a victor.
Okay? Right.
So our job, I'll stop here. Our job is we have a responsibility to develop that capacity. Okay? Right? So what are we doing? We're training our senses. We're practicing. What do I see? What do I hear? What verse am I seeing when in worship? What? Right? You're practicing to perceive. We're learning to perceive God in our senses. What am I smelling? What am I hearing? What am I? What's here? What am I recalling from Sunday school class in second grade?
Right.
Right. And so the renewed mind lives there. The renewed mind just says. And then I'm feeding my heart with those affections, with those truths. And go ahead.
I was talking about the heart and the mind, renewing the mind.
Yeah.
I just read this week, you experience God with the heart. So there's like no doubt. And so Paul has to write about renewing the mind, and he never writes about renewing the heart. Because the heart is experiential. And the mind has to catch up to the heart.
Right. That's good.
There's a book I remember years ago from DCC, back in the night, Battlefield of the Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just, what do you got?
Oh. Well, one, I was just thinking about eating, and I can't remember what exactly was said, but.
So eating on his faithfulness, probably, when we're talking about grazing.
Yeah, in Psalms 23, it says that the good shepherd makes. Set the table before us.
Oh,
in the presence of our enemy.
Oh,
verse
wow.
4,
come
I think.
Come on.
And then, this is kind of a puzzle. So I got it. In Exodus, we have, we'll say in the Exodus, to talk about tabernacle. And the tabernacle was in the middle when they stopped. To be, you know, they had him, God, in the middle of them. The tabernacle. They had a tent. Tabernacle means a tent. And so that tent led them, stopped them. It controlled them, the tent.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that the tent can hold the Lord, but that's where he met them. They shook when the place got filled with smoke. And so in Psalms, I was pursuing this thing. It says, I will abide in your tabernacle forever. That's where David spent time. But in that tabernacle, he didn't have permission from the law because only the priest could be in there once a year. But David quite often visited the tabernacle and sat there with God and asked him questions. And this is him saying, I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. So then I said, well, wings. So then we go to Psalm 91. Mm-hmm. It says, he shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Well, that, now we're making a shift that we have this movable living tent. It's an eagle. But we also have an internal tent, the Word.
Come on.
And so I went to... I didn't need my phone to collect stuff. But in 1 Corinthians 15, somebody also said about what you eat can mess you up. And I said, well, yeah, bad company corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Corruption is a decay. It says when we hang out without the Lord, outside of the wings, outside of the tabernacle, we start dying. Mm-hmm. But Jesus died and suffered so we wouldn't have to suffer corruption. We don't have to suffer the corruption.
I love that. He deserves the rest of our life as we're learning to imitate him. Right, so we're change agents. We're in the process of we're learning to renew our mind. So we're eating right, we're exercising right, with you know on that journey, and we just remember he's good. Nothing's impossible. We're not victims; we're victors, and that's the place we fight from. And we're learning that we're in this whole process. It's like we're the answer. We're the significant one that he said, go do these things. So this week, God, we pray for just your watering of our garden. God, we just say pour water on the food, the truth you're showing us in our minds and our hearts. God, we're learning to think like you, act like you, be like you, listen and talk like you, God. So this week, I just say exercise our muscles, God. Help us as we practice, you know, connecting with you this week, God. And we just now say yes. We say yes to you. We say yes to what you're doing. So God, show us more in Jesus' name. Amen?
Okay.
Yeah.